Welcome back to After Hours. I got a full studio here with the Kugler children and the Kugler dad, my friend John Kugler, who is going to talk to us before we talk to one of his sons on a kind of unplanned Memorial Day event. John, you have a Jeep life, don't you? I mean, Jeeps are a crucial part of your life. This is, I mean, you're with the Chicago Teachers Union, but Jeeps have become an incredibly important part of your life. How did that happen? I never asked you the time you were on before. When did you get your first Jeep?
All right, so hopefully we're not having my wife listen to this show because
she doesn't know you have a Jeep. She doesn't know the kids are out. What?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta hide things from people. You know what I'm saying? So
well, not
hopefully
often,
this is one of those radio stations.
Not often your wife, but the kids will tell her.
hopefully this is the one of those radio stations you have to use like a tin foil and a clothes hanger to get on the air.
Mrs. Kugler is not listening. Mrs. Okay. Kugler might be sleeping.
All right. Woo-hoo.
All I'm asking is, like, when did you get your first Jeep? Is that a secret?
No, I got this Jeep that I own now. I got it in 2015. A friend of mine seen it advertised, and I picked it up. I've had off-road vehicles for years. My last one was a Montero Sport. I also learned how to do off-roading with the motocross bikes when I was young.
See, this is interesting because there is an entire off-roading world that I, as a city kid, know nothing about, but it is filled with thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, right?
Correct. In the Chicago area, we have three or four main clubs or groups, and we're totaling close to 4,000 members here in the city of Chicago.
Now, is yours called the Chicago Jeep Union?
Ours is called the Chicago Jeep Union, and it's called Outlaws for a reason, because we had a disagreement with our
with the real Outlaws. Well, there was a famous, and may still be a very famous, street gang, motorcycle gang called the Outlaws, who used to do, you weren't part of them, were you?
No, we weren't part of them. We do four-wheel drive and not two-wheel drive.
And give me an example. Before we get into these specific things, there was just, you know, in Illinois over, you know, last weekend, this weekend was something called the 4th Annual Jeep Blitz. What's that?
That's actually a show and a meet put on by Steinjäger Manufacturing. They're one of the only Jeep parts and off-roading parts manufacturers here in Illinois. So not only is it made in the USA, it's made in Illinois, central part of Illinois, by Bushnell, Illinois. And once a year, it's kind of like a customer appreciation time.
Yeah.
You come there, you meet, there's bands, there's food, it's a festival. They have obstacle courses, they have trail rides.
Are you a good driver? I know that may be a stupid question to ask, but do you have to be, you know, I just watched, you know, 2 seconds of the Indianapolis 500, and I'm thinking, well, these guys must be good drivers. Do you need to be an expert driver to be part of this whole scene, or do you just need to, it's like joining a club. It's like joining a golf club, I suppose. You don't have to be a good golfer to be in the club, right?
No, we do all different kinds of things. I mean, we do anything from hard off-roading in Moab and Rubicon Trail to park riding, which are ORV parks, to just overlanding, which is just trail riding through the national forest. So there's all different types of levels that you can join.
Are there trails for Jeeps in most national forests? I mean, this too comes as news to me.
Yes, most national forests have trails that you can use an off-road vehicle on. It varies state by state.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The more west you get in our country,
the more empty it gets. Yeah,
empty and it's open, and you have more challenging trails. In Illinois, there's some trails opening up now with Jeep and Shawnee, which is working with the U.S. Forest Service. We've actually adopted two national forest roads that we're going to take care of and maintain, meaning move the logs, clean them up. And we also work on general U.S. forest maintenance.
Now, it can't be. I don't know if you're kids. You got a good-looking bunch of boys here, four of them. They're in some are in high school, one's in the Army Reserve. Families do this, too. I mean, it's not just a bunch of guys going around. I'm sure it's mostly guys. But
some of our best drivers are actually females.
Really?
One of the best drivers, off-road drivers, or rock crawlers, is Dee McKinney. She rides out of Moab, Utah.
You got to tell me what rock. I'm a city kid. That means they drive the Jeeps over rocks or up hills that are rock laden.
I can't describe it because we don't have that kind of stuff here in Illinois.
Right.
It's just like mountains, and you climb up a mountain with a Jeep. Just like if you would go, say, hiking up a hill, you would go hiking with your Jeep up a hill.
How dangerous is that? How dangerous do you think? Have you done it?
I've rock crawled. It's extremely dangerous.
Are you good at it? Mediocre?
I haven't flipped my Jeep.
I haven't busted
an arm or a leg. So.
Well, that's good.
Busting the Jeep isn't that bad, but busting up your body is bad because that means you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, like sticking your arms out the window or something like
that. Now, have you done this with your boy children?
These men, you mean?
High school isn't... Yeah, okay. Three are in high school. Do you guys think of yourselves as men or high school guys?
Men.
Okay. With these men... Even when these men were littler, did you take them? Was this part of the experience for them too, and for you, John Kugler?
Oh, I think the last.
This is what your wife doesn't want to know.
The last big trip we were on was Wind Rock, and we ended up on two wheels up a hill on an edge while some lady was screaming while they were videotaping us. I don't know what. There was a few of them on that trip. So.
A few of them. We lost two of them. He used to have six kids. He lost two of them. That's a nice scene. A woman was screaming as you were doing this. But it is. I mean, this is something you've wanted to share with your family, of course.
Yeah, we go on trips. We've been to Moab. We've been to the Mojave Desert. We've been to Drummond Island.
Where's that?
That's like the northern part of Michigan. It's right across the border of Canada. It's an island you have to take a ferry to. There's more bears than humans out there.
Are the bears scared of the Jeeps? Don't they run away from the noise?
I guess once in a while they get hungry and they come and check out what you have in your picnic
basket.
Have
they done that with you?
I think I found missing food in the morning, so...
So a bear visited you at night. What is there a website, John Kugler, where people can at least sample? I'm not telling people to go... There may be people out there with Jeeps who know nothing about any of this, but I still think it's a fascinating sort of subculture.
If you're on Facebook, our page is open to the public. It's Chicago Jeep Union Outlaws. I try to keep our page. It's not really a club or a group. It's just a place where people share information. I try to keep it clean for family. So anything that's going on in the Chicago Midwest area is usually you can find it there and plug into what you like. You want to go out for dinner, whatever it is.
Let me ask you before we take a break, and then I want to get into some specifics here, because this thing sounds incredibly cool. The Silver Lake Sand Dunes Jeep Invasion sounds incredibly cool to me. It sounds like a Woodstock for Jeeps. But before that, what was it that for your first, how did you get involved in the early stages? Were you a kid when you first did an off-road thing?
Well, I used to go on trips with my dad. He had one of those VW vans. He converted to a sleeper, and we used to take road trips, sleep on the beaches of Bronzeville, Galveston, Corpus Christi, and all those things, go down to New Orleans. So that's how I got involved in off-roading.
So you got the whole wanderlust kind of thing that the Jeep, it sort of implies this. I mean, it's a way to see the country in a way without... You know, in a kind of organized fashion. You know what I mean?
Well, you can go in big groups, small groups, or by yourself.
By yourself. And you first started going by yourself with your dad.
Yep. That's how I got started in it.
This is fascinating. The Kugler family is in here, minus the Kugler mom. And we'll talk to John some more about some of these things. Any of you guys, the Juarez High School guys, want to get on? You're almost out of school, aren't you? Yeah, why don't you guys get on and say hello to your favorite teacher so you can get an A or something. Just joking. If you want to, you guys can get on, but we'll talk to you're the oldest, right?
Yes, sir.
See that? Yes, sir. It's a Memorial Day celebration. We'll be back after a short commercial break. Welcome back. I'm with my friend John Kugler and his four cool sons, three in high school, one in the National Guard Reserve. Are you in the Reserve?
For now, yes.
Where'd you just get back?
I got back from Fort Benning.
What were you doing there?
Infantry training.
How did that go?
I'm back. That's all I really got to say about it.
You must be proud of your kid. What's your name?
John, sir.
John? Don't, you got to stop that sir stuff. You're just back, so you do it. And your brothers are named?
There's James, Michael, and Alex.
And that's all of you. You didn't miss one? John, one didn't fall out of a Jeep somewhere with your dad?
Not that I remember.
Well, welcome home. And now what do you do? You're in the reserve, right?
Yeah, so the way the National Guard works is you go to drill once a month, and then whenever your annual training is in the summer, and unless you're called in to do more work, that's really the most you have to do.
Really? Do you have any fear or anxiety that the world may go crazy and you may be called somewhere?
Not really, simply because that's what I signed up to do.
Good for you. Good for you. One of the other things about the National Guard is they are occasionally called in to help people, too. You know, I mean, when Katrina happened and other things like that, that it's not all going to fight. And one of the things about what you do, John Kugler, is so many of these activities, not so many, some are just fun, but there's something coming up. There's a Chicago stop on June 22nd of something called the Mission for Hope, where a guy is traveling around the country for homelessness awareness. So a lot of what you do with Chicago Jeep Union and some of these other organizations, it's not just all, hey, let's go out and have a good time climbing rocks or something and listening to music and sleeping on a beach. It's also you give back, right?
Yeah, last year we did, or it was last year, 2 years ago, we do continuing hurricane relief for places that are affected by hurricanes or natural disasters. We help people out if they're having hard times with their families, if they have a car accident or medical difficulties. And then, like Mission for Hope, Leighton O'Connor, he's running a trip through 30 cities. He's starting out in Massachusetts and going to urban areas and rural areas that have high homeless populations, and to bring awareness to it. And really what he likes to talk about is, we have all these plans and all these ideas of how to do things during disasters or other big calamities.
Right, but on an ongoing basis, unless homelessness is in the headlines, we forget about it.
Right, and he told me about a lot of these organizations that help the homeless. It's interesting, and that's one of his pet peeves, is you have these homeless organizations helping the homeless, but some of these people are making six-figure salaries. So here's somebody making a six-figure salary to help someone that's sleeping on a street. So.
Yeah, that doesn't have a penny in their pocket.
Right. So,
tell me, though, about, and back to the fun part, the Silver Lake Sand Dunes Jeep Invasion, which happens May 31st to June 2nd. This sounds unbelievably fun to me.
It's mayhem on the shores of Lake Michigan. That's all I got to say. And hopefully all the significant others of everybody that's not coming isn't... Listen now that they're all asleep. So I got some news that I got from a couple of my friends I have to share, but it'll be a little later probably.
A little later where?
Yeah, well, you know, when the night crew is on here. And
this is the night crew. What are you talking about? Share the news. What's the news?
All right. Where we go from May 31st through June 2nd. It's called the Invasion of the Sand Dunes. It's the only place on Lake Michigan where you can actually drive on the sand. And you can camp close to the lake. You can take any type of vehicle out on the beach. There's jumps. There's drag races. There's shows. A buddy of mine, John Roth from Wildside Jeep Customs, actually has a mud buggy, dune buggy, that you have to have a ladder to get in. You have to have an 8-foot ladder into the door.
Wow.
I brought this picture just so you don't...
This is good on the radio.
See, a picture on the radio.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, here. Oh, my God. Can you drive these? These are really unbelievable. Look, Dan. You can drive these on... You can drive this on the street? Can you drive this on the street, this big one?
Yeah, you probably will, but you crush a bunch of people. I don't think it has brakes, so...
No brakes. So that's even better.
Well, you don't need them.
That's even better. Now, this thing, too, is there's going to be music? I mean, this sounds like a sort of real Woodstock adventure kind of thing.
There's live music, food. We do trail rides in the day and at night through the Manistee National Forest. We hang out and we just have a good time. It's family oriented. You have to be careful because there are fast vehicles out there, motocross bikes and dune buggies, so there can be accidents. I just have to say is what we do is a sport, but it is also a dangerous sport.
Right? Yeah, but you seem really aware of that, and I'm assuming that most of the other people that do this, that safety is a real concern. It's not just, hey, let's all go, you know, crush some people and crush some rocks and crush some sand, man. You are aware of it.
Well, that's the whole point of what we're trying to do in the city, because a lot of things that happen just happen in a vacuum or in a silo, and people don't know about it. So what we try to do is build awareness around the sport, just like any other sport. That's what this is. And there's all different types of it, you know. And what's fun about the Silver Lake Sand Dunes invasion, it brings a lot of people from the Midwest area. I have to say, and I'm breaking the news, this is a breaking news story because got it on my Facebook page. I'm going to be sleeping with Heather and Barbara in their tent. They have a nice new tent.
Heather and Barbara who? Who are they?
Well, don't worry about the last names. We don't need to get into that detail. So.
I'm assuming, is your wife going on? Is the mother of these four young boys going on this adventure?
Well, Amy said she wasn't actually listening to the radio tonight. That's why I put on that news flash. So.
Did he tie your mom up and put her in a closet with pillows over her ears or something? He didn't.
No.
He loves your mom, doesn't he?
Pretty sure.
Hey, guys.
You guys love your mom, don't you? Yeah.
Of course.
No dinner tonight for you guys if you don't back me up.
It's 11 o'clock. What do you mean no dinner? What time are they eating? Where are you going? You must be proud of all your kids, aren't you?
Yep, I sure am. I'm proud of John for his military service. James, who's in the back row there, is just going to graduate from Juarez High School. Ooh, he's going to be hitting the junior colleges through, a START scholarship.
It's
available
great.
To all
nice.
CPS students, and they go free to community colleges here in Chicago.
So. Wow. What about the other two? And we hope they can. We hope they pass this year, right?
I'm working on it. I got some stories about them too. But.
All right, the next time I invite Mr. Kugler in here, it's not going to be about Jeeps. It's all going to be about how to raise four young men in the city of Chicago. Do you think, given the experience that you've given them with off-roading and Jeeps and all that kind of lifestyle, do you think they'll take to that when they get old enough to afford to be able to buy a car?
Well, you can talk to them, but I know that what I also do is, I don't want to be all mushy here on the
Why
TV
not?
Or on the radio, but I do, it's called father and son bonding, right?
Yeah.
So then I pick one of them to go on a trip with me that takes about 4 days of driving, lock the doors,
and now
they have to listen to me for 2 or 3 days in
the car. They came here with, this doesn't pass for bonding, boys. This isn't, I took you to a radio station. It's up on the 18th floor. Aren't there nice views? You can see in a hotel right over here. It must be, you guys are, they're all relatively close in age. I mean, it must have been, your wife, for a variety of reasons, must be a saint.
Yeah, I think she is.
you're not sure? Look at all these four healthy, seemingly intelligent young guys.
And sorry for the last guy, Alex, but it was either Alex or bowling that night.
Alex? Oh, God. I get it. Either, well, you made, John Kugler, you made.
So I didn't go bowling, I just say.
Yes, I can understand that. You made the exactly right choice. I one day really, really, you understand this, fellas. I really now, after this, need to meet your mom. I really, really need to meet your mom. So maybe the next time we talk about off-roading, we will have the wife of a legendary off-roader, John Kugler, in here, who works with the Jeep, a Chicago Jeep Union. You can go to, what's the Facebook page again, John?
Jeep Union Outlaws. Facebook page. It's open to everybody. You can see what we do. If you want to join, you just click join and usually get added on. We watch for language. We don't promote alcohol, drugs, or any other types of lifestyles on there. Just place where we share information on how to have safe travels when you're off-roading.
John, it's always a pleasure to see you. Boys, it's a pleasure to get to know you. You got to come back with your mom and really talk about it. And congratulations to you. out of Fort Benning, right? Fort Benning.
Yep.
My father went to Paris Island when he was a Marine, which I hear is even worse than Fort Benning. But you're lucky to be out, and you look happy to be out, and that's all that matters. We'll take a commercial break, then we'll get some news, and then we'll talk airplanes.